Okay, we are back for the second hour, the nighttime edition, the new nighttime edition of the Investigative Journal, a show that has been called in the past the alternative to the alternative media. But you know what? I'm even going to discard that. I'm just so sick of the word alternative media and mainstream media. I've been working in it all my life and get nothing but static from people who don't want to deal with the issues that are bringing down this country. And so what are we going to do? We're going to continue to plug along and spread the truth about the Vatican. I learned about it by working there for 6 years, not in the Vatican, but in Rome. And since then, I've been trying to figure this whole thing out, just like all you people out there. I hope tonight Pastor Tony Lamo shed some light on not only the importance of understanding really who are these criminals in the New World Order, but also how you can save yourself from this. I mean, it's important to know that there comes a time when you need to think more than just money and finances and things like that, but really, what is it all about? What's your life? What's your soul? What everything? What does it boil down to? Well, it boils down to not being confused and being led down the wrong rabbit hole of Satan, basically. And that's what Pastor Lamo is trying to tell you. Now, he uncovered over the years the evils of the Vatican. He wasn't afraid to pass out millions and millions of flyers over the last 40 years. His radio stations that carry his show all over on AM and FM all over the country, he tries to get the message across. And he does a great job, I think. And what I wanted to get to was that a couple times, I've interviewed the FBI agent who was assigned to basically bring down Pastor Lamo, even assigned to kill him. The FBI agent couldn't do it and left the FBI over that. And we'll have him on. That's John Peeler telling the story from his perspective. But right now we got Pastor Lamo with us. And Pastor, when did they first start really coming after you, which in the end led to you being railroaded to prison?
Well, immediately after I was saved, around 42, in September it'll be 43 years, I went first to the Catholic Church over on Sunset Boulevard to find out if they knew the truth, because they looked more benevolent and more powerful than any other church. And eventually, just before Jesus comes back to earth again, church must have all governmental control. And so anyone that's pulling the sheets and blankets off of it, exposing it, is on their hit list because they really want to rule the world. And if I was exposing the Jews, why it's not the Jews that are coming after me, because I'm not doing anything to them. It's the Vatican that I'm exposing. And they're powerful. They've got, you go before these judges and you're going before a Vaticanite judge. Mm-hmm. So they must have all governmental control so that force may be employed when the revelation of her is exposed. That she is the Antichrist. This is no joke. They're going to hell because they blaspheme the Holy Spirit, and anyone that believes in them will. So, Sue, even my wife Sue, who had cancer, they threw in jail for just distributing gospel literature on the, there were a bunch of skin flints, flicks Sunset Strip, and we were distributing them literature and preaching the gospel, and we had the biggest revival you ever saw. They keep saying that Azusa Street was something, but we spread all over the whole world. Mm-hmm. And I'm not knocking Azusa Street revival over there, but we really had, and our revival was among the hippies, and they had the hippies on a trip. And we straightened their thinking out from the Bible. We didn't give them our own philosophy or ideas or anything like that, because I've learned to not have my own ideas or my own philosophies or anything, but we're so close to the coming of Christ now. He's coming back to earth again. Now, how close are we to the satanic church government control? Oh, it's all over. They've already taken over the entire world. The only ones that they haven't taken over is in Iraq, and they're bombing the car. They sent the troops over there. People are being killed every day. That isn't about oil. You know, we have more oil here in this country, I believe, than they do, but the government, the world government controlled by the Vatican, stopped us from drilling oil over here. They said it's bad for the ecology.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want offshore drilling. We had enough petroleum over here to last us. I've been told by certain government agents that we had enough oil and gas here to last for 200 years. And that's why it's so ridiculous that the prices of gas is going up. I mean, there's no big deal about that. They're just putting everybody on a trip. There's nothing to global warming either. It's all a big hype. They just want your mind on so many different things, confusion, so that you don't keep going for that route. I'm not saying, you know, we have to expose it. We're not allowed to, you know, use carnal weapons. We have no guns. They've raided our place on many occasions. But they just made up a bunch of lies that I was, that I didn't pay the IRS any money. And they've been throwing us in jail for years off and on. And then that one, which caused me to go to prison. And then they threw me in prison there in Miami. In Memphis. And then after that, I went to out in Colorado. Florence, Colorado, and then they transferred me to Texarkana, Texas. And
now you spent 4 years in jail on bogus charges, correct? There was a cover-up of
they know it, and 4 years in prison away from my wife and my child, Sion, and then I had to spend a half a year on top of that in a halfway house. But they sentenced me to 6 years,
mm-hmm.
and because of, they said, of good behavior. And I had one congressman that really believed in me. He fought for me to get out because they were persecuting me in prison. And we have, since I've been out and on the air, I've had a lot of people in prison that are there on false charges, writing letters, and I've sent their cases to my attorney in New York, Eric Lieberman. He's really a great attorney. He's won many cases for us and backed them off. But the thing that they are so afraid of is to be exposed. Satan doesn't want people to know that it's him that's doing these things. He doesn't want people to know that Rome is his feet, according to the Bible. And the Bible, that just makes me to know the Bible is so true. Yeah, people wouldn't be confused if they believed what the Bible said, that it's Rome. It's government, the beast, and the media, the mouth of Satan. It's so simple. And yet people willingly want to believe in that because they think that Rome is more powerful than God. And they're going to find out all these plagues that are coming down. They say it's Mother Nature or that it's, a natural disaster. These are coming down from God. God promises that he'd do it. He promised the people that there was going to be a big flood, and they didn't believe it. Then they all tried to get on the boat, on the ark, and the door was sealed by God because they didn't believe his word. When people don't believe his word, he says he won't pay any attention to them when they're on their deathbed, weeping and crying, "Oh, God." He'll just mock them back, saying, "Oh, God." And then they'll say, "Oh, please." And he'll say, "Oh, please." And then the Bible says, the first chapter of Proverbs, anybody can read it if they want, that he'll start laughing at them and while they're going down into the pit. And so I'm more afraid of that. Whatever I have to go through on this side of eternity doesn't mean anything to me. You know, because if they kill you, it's like a little cigarette burn or something on your chest or wherever, or if they cut your head off, it's just there for a second, and then you're right there with the Lord, and I know he exists because I saw him.
And you know what? I was going to mention that a lot of your problems, according to John Peeler, the FBI agent, started in Arkansas also with the Clinton administration, with Clinton when he was governor.
Yeah.
And John had told me that you were outspoken against, talking about the Vatican, and Clinton and the boys wanted you quiet. And so he was assigned, one, to find anything Even to, first he was told he was going to try to put a whole bunch of weapons on your property to try to get you for illegal weapons.
Right.
Then they did. They couldn't do that. Then he even said he was assigned to kill you.
Right.
And he couldn't do it because he said he couldn't find anything on you. And he finally, people need to know this, he finally quit the FBI. And we've been together with him on a show, and we'll get him back again. But then he left, and he's since come and apologized to you for what he did, and said the only thing they could do in the end was they said, well, get the IRS dogs on them and make sure we get them that way. And that's exactly what they did to you.
That's exactly true. Now, with President Bush, the current President Bush's dad, I exposed that he had six former Nazi war criminals as his advisors. He's a known Nazi, both of them, but Nazism is fascism. The Bible says that the Vatican is the mother of every evil thing that's going on this earth. You see the pornography, that's from the Vatican, and they claim like they're innocent and that they hate homosexuality when most of them are homos. And, you know, and I'm not saying that they can't be saved because the Lord says that he saves the most vile sinners. But if they don't get saved, they're going to be in hell, in the lake of fire. And they're going to not think that it was worth doing that when they're there because there's no escape and it's forever. I mean, it's just forever. And, you know, the same thing with a fornicator or an adulterer. Everything that's of the Bible, the Vatican says it's illegal to be married. You know, as a matter of fact, they tax you more when you're married. If you're shacking up, they won't tax you. It's just everything. Abortion, which is first-degree murder, that's legal. Everything that you see on the face of this earth is coming right out of the Vatican. Now, Bush was a Christian, and he had any power here in the United States. He could end anything, you know, like if I was president, somebody'd say, are you for abortion? I'd say, absolutely not. It's ended right now. I'd just make a bill and put an end to it. So, I mean, you know, and they go to the, I've got so many pictures of him sitting with the Pope, looking at him benevolent, but getting back to Clinton, he's the one, and he said openly on television, he said, I take full responsibility for the murder of all those little children, their mothers and dads, at Waco. And he brags about bombing 50 different countries for the Vatican, because they have to take over the world. They're going to do it. Not everybody's going to go for it. Like you can see, there's a big percentage of people here in the United States that don't go for Bush. But Bush is the smokescreen. If they knew it was the Vatican, if I were them, I'd get out of that cult immediately. They're the ones calling everybody else a cult. Who on the face of this earth is responsible for so many murders of Christians? It's the Antichrist, anti-Christian, anti-God, anti-Bible, anti-the Word of God. Everything evil is coming from that cult. And our children are not allowed to hear the gospel or to pray in schools. And the biggest criminals today are, according to them, us cults. In other words, the real, the true Christians.
Yeah, and it's just amazing. It goes on and on and on when you start researching what they're involved in. And we talked about the pedophile problem in our country and the pedophile rings. And I've interviewed detectives in New York who had evidence, I mean, just beyond a shadow of a doubt, that it led right to Cardinal Spellman at the time, now Cardinal Egan, and that the whole thing's being covered up by the district attorney in New York. And these guys were let go. They had to leave the department, otherwise they'd be killed. And they were even bribed $1 million to stop the investigation. So when people, I mean, we could start talking about the facts about Lincoln, the facts about the Federal Reserve, and it's just amazing to me that there's not one congressman or senator that will speak up And what that tells me is the whole lot of them are bought and paid by these people. And America needs to solve that problem. I mean, otherwise, where do we go in your estimation, Pastor?
Well, we just need to go to the Lord. There's no other help for us. When we're in the Lord, it's like the Lord told me, if I get the message out, I will not be destroyed. But if I don't get it out, I will be destroyed early, very quickly. Because one thing they can't stand is exposure. Once Satan goes completely berserk, and so now they start talking about little bears and the elections to get everybody's mind off of that. All the evils that's happening to them is coming directly from Satan's seat. And the Bible says that Rome is powered by the devil. That's the great red dragon, the devil. And if people don't believe in the devil, well, then, you know, Eve didn't either. And all of us have to die because of what she did. And she became Satan's first evangelist, and she won her husband to Satan. And they were kicked out of the Garden of Eden. They say, oh, that's just a fairy tale. No, it's no fairy tale. I mean, I've been living the gospel now for 42, almost 43 years, and it's no fairy tale. Everything that God said, the Lord Jesus Christ said, would happen to you if you're living godly in Christ Jesus, is happening to me. And like they've hired people to murder me, that he's not the only one. I mean, they want to make it look like an accident. I mean, you could be driving down the highway like we did here one day, and a big utility truck started coming right toward us, and we pulled completely off the road, and it still hit us. And then the guy said, well, I was looking on the floor. And there's nothing you can do. I mean, how are you going to prove it? But they want to make it look like you're in an accident, because, you know, when you expose the Vatican this much, they know, anybody knows then, that if they tell you that it's the Vatican, gave somebody orders, like they've got a bunch of former members of our church that backslid because they wanted to be homosexuals. They wanted to go back into the world as a homosexual or a drug addict. And they're around threatening our lives, threatening to blow us up, kidnap our children. All this kind of stuff is ongoing. But again, I fear the Lord. I'm still preaching the gospel, still exposing Satan. If people don't know where Satan's coming from, then how do we know? The Bible says to resist the devil. If you think it's the Jews and you're resisting them, it's just you're resisting who the devil says the devil is. But resist Satan and he'll flee from you. And that's one thing that just puts the Vatican, Satan, into cold sweat, is when you reveal him. That's your, we have to defend ourselves. We're all called, whether we want to or not, to be fighters. Resist Satan and he'll flee from you. The way you resist him is expose him and get the gospel out. If you don't get the gospel out, well then, you know, you're not being merciful to others by reaching out into the world for their souls so that they can be saved too. I can't rest when I know I'm saved and millions or billions of people are not. And so this is why I do this. And for that, God rewards me by protection. That's part of the commonwealth of the kingdom of heaven, is that you're healed.
Let me break in here and give out the phone number in case maybe we'll take some calls if we get some time in the next half hour. 559-781-3773 if you want to call us. 559-781-3773. Those I can understand what you're saying, Pastor Lamo. You want to keep spreading the word so that maybe some more, you know, more people can wake up and get a chance to save themselves and save our country. And it's a very difficult path when they use so much. And I think you can understand when you use the word Satan and his evils and his deception. Boy, it really makes sense to me, because I can see all the deception and all the deceit they use, even on me sometimes. Once I started talking about this and bringing facts and things that they can't overlook, lawsuits that are going on in the federal courts, talking about the genocide that took place in Croatia, the Concordat in 1933 with Hitler. I mean, on and on and on it goes. The Jesuit connection, Pastor, which is so important to get into, because these are the henchmen, the real people that do the dirty work and organize. And once they start doing this, they begin to spread rumors that I'm a Mossad agent, that I work for the Jews, and all things that people who know me and I know myself know are lies. And that, to me, told me bluntly that I'm on the right track.
Oh, absolutely. I knew when you were starting to get persecuted there, before we started doing the interviews, I never really had time to listen to different programs all over, but I'm so glad I met you. And they'll say anything to you. They'll call you, eventually they'll start calling you a child molester, a child abuser. They'll call you a polygamist, a degenerate. They'll call you a homosexual. They'll call you every kind of name under the sun, or a person that's a filthy rich, when you could just be, you or I could be just struggling for finances, you know, and they say that you're living in a mansion when in reality you're not living in any mansion. They've said so many things about me that, and I'm sure I know they're working on you now, I don't know how long they have, but Satan knows who's going to be used by the Lord, and I'm sure that he's attacked you most of your life in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he has me, that's for sure.
Yeah. Now, what have you been doing lately in your ministry? And tell us a little bit about your different churches and your organizations and that you've set up over the years.
Well, we're doing the same thing. We've got churches, distributors, and churches all over the world. We're in, I forget how many countries. It's just we check the amount of hits that we have on our website, and it's from a lot of universities. There was 170 some universities, including Georgetown and Oxford, England, and Yale and Harvard, and all these people. They're just constantly reading our website, and we're expanding all the time. We've got crews. We have services seven days a week, twice on Sunday, and every evening at 8 o'clock we serve meals after each service, and they're real good meals. I mean, I eat from the church myself, people are distributing all over the country and the world. We have, I don't know, thousands of distributors that are distributing the literature that the Lord has given me. And it's just about the same thing all the time, and just they're putting out different websites, false websites, and it's always a constant thing, calling my attorney, telling them about it, and telling them how, he knows that it's false, everything they're saying, and so he have to send them letters, and we have to write checks, and it's just an ongoing battle. The minute we start relaxing and not fighting back, that's when we'll be had. But,
mm-hmm.
I've resolved from the Word of God, we have to continue, as good soldiers, we have to continue, to fighting to the end, to preach the gospel, to tell people of who the Antichrist is. If, like, I used to box, okay, so in the ring, I had to know where my opponent was, or else I'd be creamed. And, the whole Christian realm is being creamed now because the Vatican, by its media, has directed everybody to the Jews, when it's really the Vatican. And they're too afraid to resist the devil because apparently they believe that he's stronger than God. But God created that Lucifer, and he chose to be as God. And, of course, he and a third of the angels in the kingdom of heaven were thrown out. And now he's raising hell on earth Because he knows that the time of Christ's coming is at hand. He knows he's going to be in the lake of fire forever, and he's gone completely mad. He's actually come out of the closet. Almost anybody can tell now that there's a devil. If not, who in the world is that out there that's doing all these things and persecuting people for nothing and exalting bad people and putting down people that are of the Lord? Who's doing that? It's the devil.
And here we are sitting on this the war in Iraq, which is expanding. I mean, they're using our military and our resources, our youth, to kill all these innocent people over there. And most and I would say a majority of Americans are opposed to the war. Now, if you're opposed to the war, Americans, I keep telling them people this, then do not just stop there. Don't stop with Bush. You must go to the root of the problem, like Pastor Alamo said, because otherwise, they'll just replace Bush with somebody else, and they'll keep us helpless while our youth are being killed, while the people and innocent people of Iraq and Iran will be killed. And this is a stand that we need to make, and I believe that you're right when you say you must get to the root of the problem, because they are. Next step will be us.
Right. Well, we've been deceived. In other words, we're the United Nations muscle. Without us, it couldn't do anything. They're using, like you said, our manpower to go and take over the world for them, and we're told that that's patriotism. How deceived can people be? The Bible says that the whole world is deceived by Satan in these last days. You know, it's like Hitler. He was a very bad person because he killed the Jews and many other people, but he realized that he was being used by the Vatican himself, and so when he pulled out of the United Nations, and then the United Nations enlisted the United States, Russia, and Franco, France, and they attacked Hitler and punished him for pulling out of the UN. And the best thing that we could do right now would be to pull, I mean, if we were of the Lord, you know, the United States would be to pull out of the UN, and they would be powerless. But they're using us. They're like we're a bunch of simpletons, you know. And people think that they put a picture of the men that have been killed up on the. What a pitiful thing! What an evil thing to do! And if you had noticed, I'm sure you've noticed that these homosexuals in the Vatican, you talk about pedophiles, they're attacking everybody but themselves. Why don't they bring them to justice? That right there tells you that they're the ones that have the power. And they enlisted us to fight their battles.
We're gonna take a break at the end of this half hour. In the next half hour, let me get the phone. I've totally got a little problem with the phone lines, but keep trying. 559-781-3773. We're talking to Pastor Tony Alamo. We got a half hour left, and this is you're listening to the Investigative Journal. I'm the host, Greg Szymanski, and I'll be here every night from 9 to 11 Pacific time.
I pledge allegiance to the King of Kings and to his kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. One holy nation under the heavenly Father with grace, mercy, and justice for all.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know their corporation is Caesar's.
Government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for his people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Who will tell them if not you? Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from LibertyRadioLive.com. Order online today or call 559-781-3773. FlyingEagleGold.com says don't buy the sizzle of that steak until you understand the cost. In other words, don't buy the hype being dispensed by the rare coin pitchman of the alternative media until you understand the full story. Jeffrey Bennett has been a purveyor of wealth protection, gold and silver bullion, and rare collectible coins for over 17 years. His personal experience reaches back to 1958. FlyingEagleGold.com offers the most private, non-confiscable gold and silver coinage in the world at a very competitive cost. And Jeffrey takes personal pride in putting your interests ahead of all else. You're invited to call Flying Eagle Gold at 623-327-1778. That's 623-327-1778 for the truth about protecting your wealth. Join Jeffrey Bennett each day, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Central Time, when he hosts Read Between the Lines, right here on LibertyRadioLive.com.
If you read the history books, the most often asked question to Southerners was this: why did you fight? And the most often given answer is, because you're here. In other words, the South did not invade the North invaded the South.
Was it the Civil War or War of Federal Aggression? John Weaver sets the record straight in this DVD series on the Civil War from the Old Path Christian History Conference. Was there a war to set the slaves free? Or was it a war to enslave us all? Get this DVD and judge for yourself. War of Federal Aggression. The truth seems strange only because we've been indoctrinated with a fiction. War of Federal Aggression. Get it today. Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from LibertyRadioLive.com. Order online today or call 559-781-3773. 559-781-3773.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski. I'll be here every night from 9 to 11 Pacific time. And this show is broadcast on LibertyRadioLive.com, also simulcast on First Amendment Radio, also on KU Band Satellite right around the world and on the Internet. So anyway, we're talking to Pastor Tony Alamo. We got a half hour left. Told we've had some problems with the phones, but keep trying. 559-781-3773. Pastor Alamo, you inspire me. And one big reason you do is that you never stop. You constantly, and you said it earlier, like a soldier for God, you keep fighting to alert people and to expose them. And you said Satan hates that. And I think people need to understand that that is our first line of defense, and perhaps our only. Maybe the second being the first being God, the second to expose the evildoers and to follow His word. Tell us, when you meet someone that wants more, how do you convince them to keep going, not to quit?
Well, because there's so many different ways. It all depends on what the Lord leads me to say, because we all, those of us that are all born again in the Spirit, we have His Spirit in us, and we're led by His Spirit. We don't want to say anything that's wrong. But, first of all, you know, what happens is these Catholic Jesuits, these government agents, our government has been penetrated with these government agents from all the different presidents for so many years now. It's unbelievable. And so I start telling them, you know, just as they search out, they want to know who you are, where you're at, what you're doing, all these different things. And they want to do all these things to know about you so that they can build up some kind of an attack on you by lancing the things that you're doing and saying. And so also I tell them that we have to search out everybody in government and search out how they're traced right back to the Vatican. And also all the different things that they've done down through the years. That these anti-American, anti-Christ, anti-U.S. Constitution people have even done away with the Un-American Activities Commission and the House of Representatives International International Security Subcommittee. Anything that would protect the U.S. Constitution, they've done away with. And so I tell them all these things, and I just tell them what happened to me, and then I tell them how I learned all these things by experience. Now, you know,
one example,
of course, we've been attacked from all these different people, and we've traced the steps of them right to the Vatican. Ronald Reagan was a Vaticanite, and you know, all of them are. Bush is a Vaticanite. He built monuments to the Pope and has made statements that he'll do anything the Pope says. His dad did the same thing. The Pope, of course, is the head of the Catholic, Roman Catholic cult. And, I mean, when you've got a president, the U.S. Constitution says that there isn't anybody in government that has to, that they must not make a special preference for any church. I mean, that's the separation that there's supposed to be between church and state. But what it is the Constitution doesn't even say, it says that, you know, when you look at the Bible, Moses was not only the spiritual leader, but he was the leader of the actual government. And he appointed 70 different elders to take care of some of the lighter matters, and he would take care of all the major matters that were happening. But when you see that the Un-American committee, you know, is taken away, and the representatives in International Security Subcommittee has been taken away, these silent treasonous subversions of justice have eliminated this department that used to report Catholic communism, treason in our country. And so I tell them these things, and then I show them proof. I've got, I'm sure as you have, thousands of articles on them, and I have all the things that Abraham Lincoln said, and the newspaper articles were, and the conclusive proof that there was a committee of these Catholics that killed him because he was preaching. He wasn't hitting the nail on the head. He was just protecting this one Catholic priest that left the Catholic cult.
Yeah, and that was Father Chiniquy.
Yeah.
And recently, documents were uncovered in Canada. What happened was he lived in Illinois, and the Jesuit order had, he was preaching the Bible back then. And he became friends with Lincoln before he was president, and the Jesuits blackmailed him. Well, not blackmailed him. They accused, they set him up for rape charges, and Lincoln was his defense counsel and got him off. And basically, Chiniquy told Lincoln that these people, these Jesuits, will never forget you, and they didn't.
Oh no, and I know they're never going to forget you. They're not going to forget me, and they're not going to, but God's not going to forget us either. And the thing is like, I'm not worried about them. Because Catholicism is communism, it's socialism, it's atheism, it's antichrist. Where the committee used to try 55,000 cases of treason annually, it has now only, it only does, this is the writing of a piece of literature that I wrote in the 80s, they were only prosecuting 14 cases.
What do you say to Catholics, though? There are many people in this country, millions, who have no idea about what the hierarchy of their church is all about. How do you talk to these people? Pastor.
Some of these things you showed, Truman, most of our congregation is former Catholics. I mean, they receive it because, first of all, most Catholics, if they are anything at all in the Catholic cult, they know that it's not really, it's religious, and religion is of the devil, salvation is of the Lord. What it is they realize that it's not, none of them are really that sincere about Catholicism, because when they go to church, they don't even speak in a language that you can use. Confusion. You don't even know what they're saying. They don't even know what they're saying. I've talked to a lot of Catholic monks in Israel when I was there. I'd sit under this an olive tree and talk to them, and some of them are real nice people. I mean, the ones I've met are very nice people, and they don't even know. And when I start telling them about the gospel, they're surprised. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with the rabbis. But there's a lot of rabbis. I mean, there's a couple of them on TV right now that are, they're the best preachers going, I mean, that I've ever heard lately, that's for sure. And so can you mention only 14 cases about this subversion? This was as of 1974
mm-hmm.
through 1982. And the only ones now, this new satanic government puts on trial are people that expose Satan's church and government, such as myself and
yeah.
The Holy Alamo Christian Church and other patriotic American Christians that are non-Catholics. That's who they go after. The neo-Nazis are not patriotic at all, Americans or Christians. They are just another branch of the Vatican, Catholic, and, but you know, like we have to pray and we have to love our enemies. That's one thing they know. They hate anyone that is anti-Catholic. One of them said that they're saying that in Rome, that's the Holy Land. They used to say that until we just got so much word out. They had this patriarch of those that said that the Vatican was good at one time, but the Jews infiltrated the Vatican and made it a bad thing, but they're doing their utmost to change.
Oh, God. Yeah, what's your thoughts on that? Tell us what you mean.
What's that?
What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, it's just another deception of theirs, saying that supposed to be Catholic. But first of all, the Catholic Church is a complete anti-Christ organization, the Catholic cult. And it's just the same thing, saying the Jews, blaming the Jews for ruining the Catholic Church, the cult. And they call them the Holy Church, but we're getting back on our feet now, they're saying, and we're going to be the Holy Church of God, the Holy Catholic. It's the most unholy organization, God said, in the whole world, and people just have to start listening to God.
Now, when you start going back, I wanted to ask you, I never asked you this question before, your wife was real instrumental, your wife who passed on was instrumental in your work. Tell us a little bit more about her and what she meant to you.
Well, she 25 years before I was ever born again of the Spirit, she was sick. She had tuberculosis. She was just a little girl in a town called Dyer, Arkansas. And her mother, her dad died of some kind of disease. It was tuberculosis. He said it was, she told me that it was, he contacted it from the poisonous gas in the war, World War One. And so he died, and she caught it, tuberculosis, and was sitting on a porch. The doctor said she has no chance to live. But there was a little church in a garage across the street, and they were playing, singing, "Are You Washed in the Blood?" and giving glory to God with all the Christian songs. And one of the women that went to that church was the maid to come and help the mother with Susie, my wife, Adi. She's about 6 years old, and she heard one night the doctor say in the hallway, and she said, "Your hearing gets very sensitive when you're just about ready to die, and you're just laying in that porch out there, screened-in porch." And she heard the doctor say, "She can't live through the night. That's it." And she heard her mother crying and the grandmother crying in there. And she said, this woman in the confusion from that church came in, and several of them did, and laid hands on her while she was in the bed and prayed to God. And all of a sudden the room, she said, filled up, and I believe her. She never said anything that I know that was not the truth. And the room filled full of angels, and there was like a cloud there, and a nail-pierced hand came down out of the cloud and touched her on her chest. And she immediately got hungry. She hadn't eaten for days and said she wanted some potted meat. And her uncle owned the grocery store about a half block away in this little town. And the mother says, "Get it." And she says, "She can't eat." The grandmother said, and she says, "I don't care. Get it." And so they raced over to the store, got the uncle up. He opened it up and got the potted meat and pickles. And she recovered completely. And Dr. Vampa, who is the chiropractor in Hollywood, something happened to Susie's arm, and I took her in to get an x-ray, and he called me up and says, "Tony." I said, "What?" He said, "Her lungs, your wife's lungs are black and like scar tissue." And I said, "Yeah, I know she was healed by the Lord when she was a little girl." And when her uncle and newly married uncle and aunt told the mother, "We'd take her out on our little farm in the Ozarks here, and we have a cow, and we have chickens, and she could have fresh eggs and milk to recuperate." And while she was there, she saw a picture on the wall, and it was a woman, a little girl, holding onto a cross in the middle of this real raging river. And to her, she had a record there: "When the world's on fire, when the world's on fire, will you make God's bosom to be your pillow?" And to her, that was her on that cross. It was made out of rock, chiseled out of rock.
Mm-hmm.
She'd go out in the woods and pray, and she saw Jesus, the way he'd come back to earth again one day. And she saw all these symbolic animals in the air, one devouring the other, and the one world power. And she was told that she would be preaching the gospel just before Jesus comes back to earth again. And so when I was saved, I heard of her, and I asked the person to tell her, "Well, you know, she talked to me in a restaurant." It was a movie studio. And she says, "Tony, did you know that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back to earth again?" And I thought it was the Lord, excuse me, coming to talk to me again. And I says, "Who told you? Did he come and tell you?" Or I wondered if she was my contact here on earth, you know, because I was beginning to doubt, you know, that God, I knew that he talked to me and everything, but I just thought, how come I'm the only one that knows? I mean, I went everywhere, the churches, and they just were not preaching the end of time, and they weren't preaching that God is a God of wrath as well as a God of love. He drowned the world, he barbecued Sodom and Gomorrah, and he's going to burn the whole world to a crisp, and so in these last days. And so I just knew he threatened me. He said, you're going to die and go to hell. And so I knew that he wasn't just a God of love, and there wasn't anybody that could tell me that he was. I knew they were all, on a phonies, or else they're just of the devil, or they're just ignorant. And so she told me, "How do you know? Did God tell you?" And she says, "Tony, it says so all through the Bible." And I said, "Sue, would you please show me in the Bible where it says that?" Because I hadn't yet read the Bible, except just one passage on the Beatitudes where it says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth."
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't couldn't work anymore because I was afraid God would come to me again like he did in that office, and I didn't want to be embarrassed. It was extremely embarrassing. And it says, blessed are the... all these different things that it said. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And that's where I... then I saw these visions of heaven and hell, and then I cried out to God, save my soul, and then I started... She started teaching me the Bible. But I was saved all by myself, just between myself, God and myself, in this hotel room. And but she's the one that straightened me out, you know, and showed me the things that the Lord told me in the Bible. Otherwise, I just don't know what I would have done. God was so merciful to me to put me with somebody that knew the Word of God as well as she did. She knew the Word of God better than any preacher that I've ever heard in my life. I've never heard any like that before or after. It just it really grieved me when the Lord took her on. But before he did, he showed me a vision of himself. Right, I saw him with my eyes wide open. I thought I'd be scared to death when I saw him, but I wasn't afraid at all. I mean, he just looked just like a man. He made us in his image and likeness. I thought it would be frightening. He looked, honest to God, just like a man. And he started telling me something, and the sound kept going off and on. And I couldn't figure that out until much later, and I realized that I wasn't really reading the Word of God as much as I should have. And he was telling me, you're not hearing from me. First I thought I was going to be with him, and he looks so, you know, like... not overbearing at all, and he looked like he liked me, and I just thought, man, God knows everything about me, and he likes me. That made me feel so good. And that still makes me good, feel good today, because no matter what the hatred is that comes from that great red dragon, the devil, I know God likes me. And so in a nutshell, and Susie she got cancer, and she had it for 17 years. I knew about health products because I was the executive vice president of the largest health chain in the world, Health Studios. And I knew, and I made her vegetable and fruit drinks and protein drinks and all these things and cleansing routines. And after 17 years, April 8th, 82, she passed away.
How long has it been since she's passed on?
It's been 25 years, a little over 25 years now.
Now, what do you remember the last things that you two talked about?
Well, she was, I just told her, she said, don't do interviews because you're too brutally honest. And she says, please wait until after I'm dead.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw that she was dying, so I just sent the troops out. We started preaching the gospel right away. And thousands of souls were being saved. And I told her, look, Sue, I'm winning souls now. I said, you know, if you would have done that, if you would have stayed faithful like this and not made up this thing where you're not, she says, I'm just sick to me. I can't put up with it. We feed, clothe, and house all these people, and a lot of them don't mean business with the Lord. A lot of them do, though, and we've got a real bunch of great Christian brothers and sisters at our church that go out and you know, they've laid down their former lives as well as myself to get the gospel out, and I really love them. They're a really wonderful group of people. Some of them have been with me now for 37 years.
And you're in a lot of stations. I mean, I'm looking at this list, and you're all over the place. Let me go through some of these with you. Let's wait a second here. I'm trying to pull it up. You're in Memphis, Tennessee, on WNQM. You're on Knoxville, Tennessee, on WITA. KAAY on Little Rock. WVNJ in New York. KKGM in Dallas. You're in California in KLAA. Atlanta, Georgia, Chicago, Illinois, Fort Smith, Arkansas, Las Vegas, and then in places in Radio Africa, Radio East Africa, Radio South Africa, and the Philippines, and Sri Lanka.
Right.
So you're spreading the word, Pastor.
We do know, we're trying, that's for sure. And then we've got all these distributors all over the world, too. I mean, we everywhere from China. And I understand that there's about 100 million Christians in China now.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that we had a part in that anyway. And over in Japan, we've got in Africa, India, Philippines, and just everywhere, Canada, Mexico.
You know, in our last couple of minutes here, is there anything you want to tell the American people regarding, you know, I don't think Americans, there's so many of them living under fear now. They're waiting for the next shoe to fall. You know, 9/11 came and is gone, and now they're waiting for the propaganda we hear about the nuclear attacks that are going to take place. What kind of advice would you give people when all this stuff is starting to come across the news wires?
Well, I would say for them to not fear, because the fearful and unbelieving will spend eternity in the lake of fire, because a fearful person will not get the gospel out. They're too fearful about their life here, and our life here is like a shadow, a vapor, like a blade of grass. It just lasts for a minute, and so why not insure, have the insurance policy that you're going to go to heaven? And you know, the fearful and unbelieving, the whoremongers, all these people will spend eternity in the lake of fire. If you're born again of the Spirit, you've got Christ with his Father by the Spirit in you, you don't have to be afraid of death, because the second that the breath goes out of your body, your spirit leaves your body, you're going to be in a place so undescribable. No eye has heard, no, it hasn't entered into the heart or the mind, or no one can conceive how beautiful it is in the kingdom of heaven, how beautiful the things that God has prepared, the Lord Jesus Christ has prepared for us over there. I saw a glimpse of Susan with long hair. She lost her hair with the cancer and the chemotherapy, clear down to her waist, with a beehive on top and bangs in front, and it was like there were diamonds in her hair, that beehive up above, and when she turned her head, it glittered, and there was a little crown around that beehive. And I saw myself too, and there was no imperfection. Doesn't matter if there's anything wrong with you, or you don't like the way you are, you're going to be saved and you're going to be in heaven, so don't worry about atomic bombs.
Pastor, I'm going to have to, we're all out of time. I want to save some time here to thank you for coming on, and we'll have you on again. And I want to tell my listeners, go to LamoMinistries.com, and you can read all about Pastor Lamo's work. Thanks again, Pastor, for being with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Greg.
He said that was Pastor Tony Lamo. You're listening to the Investigative Journal. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Until then, good afternoon.
Or good evening.
Good night.